I've got something on my heart. Brother TJ got on some of, got on what I had on my heart last night, and I went home and prayed about it, and the Lord laid something else on me, and that was good. I'm glad when we're all lined up like that, and that didn't bother me one bit, not one bit. Me and Marty's been doing that a lot lately. The only worst part about this, that is I have to follow him, and he always seems like he goes first, but I'm thankful that we get on the same track. But what's on my heart tonight is something I'm going to have to cover some things I've done preached on before and something I stayed on, I guess, for some time. But to get to where I said, y'all probably don't remember it, but I said back yonder, someday I was going to have to take this subject a little further. And I've been waiting on the Lord to be able to do that. It's to do with that cup, and I want to go just a little further with that tonight. And to get there, we're going to still have to cover some of the things that we covered before, because you can't without doing it. So y'all pray for me. But in Matthew 26, in the 36th verse, it said, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And he saith unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples and find them asleep. And he saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he saith again the second time, I pray ye, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, and their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he unto his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man be betrayed into the hands of sinners. And the mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 45th verse. And we find there where Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he was so troubled about the things he knew that he would have to suffer. If you read in the Gospel of Luke, you'll find that his sweat become his blood, and he was so agonized in the things he realized he was going to have to suffer. And I believe it was not only just the things that he would have to suffer, the agony and the pain, and I don't think no one has ever been beat like that man was. I don't think no one ever went through the physical pain that he went through and all that. I don't think no one ever faced anything like that. But also, worse than all that was the sin of all mankind being placed upon him. And he asked the Father, and he knew what he was going to have to take upon him, and he was going to take upon him mine and your sins, and he asked the Father to remove that cup from him, because he knew a man that knew no sin would become sin for us, and according to the Word of God over in Corinthians, we can go read it to you, but he said he knew that he was going to have to become sin. And I want you to realize it would be like the least little baby we've got here tonight, all of a sudden, the whole sinful world, all the nasty things of this world being placed upon them, and them being innocent and not doing anything, and all the nasty things that ever mankind has ever done being placed upon them, and them knowing they're guilty of that. I want you to realize
But Jesus knew that was going to be his cup. He knew that was what was going to happen to him. And he was begging the Father that he not have to go through that. I can't imagine how he felt. Just the things I've done in my life. I want you to know there's people out yonder. When I went to the jail, I'd tell them up yonder, don't tell me what you've done. A lot of them would want to confess to me like I was some kind of priest. They'd want to sit down after the service and tell me their sins. I want you to listen. I'd tell them, please don't tell me, because I want you to know I can't help it. I know if one of them told me that they'd molested a child or raped a woman or something like that, it would have bothered me. I knew I wouldn't look at them the same after that, and I knew I didn't need to know that. You'd say, well, Brother Jeff, you shouldn't be that way. Listen to me. We can't help it. We're men. And I want you to know, he knew he was going to take all that on. He took the weight of the world on him. In that cup. And I think about me. Why would someone like that, which let's die for somebody like me, but become a sacrifice for somebody like me? We talked about when he come to John, and after he'd come to John, and one time already, and he'd come, and John said, behold, the Lamb of God, that taketh away the sin of the world. I want you to know, up to that point, they would go every year after year, and make a sacrifice. I want you to realize Jesus was the only sacrifice was able to take sin away. And I want you to know, he had to become a sacrifice for me and you. Lost friend, I want you to listen something tonight. If you're here and saved, most of y'all have done heard all this, but like I said, to be able to get to where we're going, we've got to handle this. I'm thankful tonight that he took my cup. I'm thankful tonight. David said over in the Psalms 23, he said, my cup runneth over, and we might go over and read that. But the first time I studied this out, I was like, Carrybug, he'd shown me something that meant something to me. I'd been studying on this subject, and I'd been praying about it and thinking about it. I'll never forget. I went in the bathroom and I was going to take a shower, and I got in the other, and I was starting to get ready to get in the shower, and all of a sudden this scripture come to me, and when it did, I could not move. I just fell down. I sat on the edge of the bathtub and I prayed and I cried and I talked to the Lord and thanked him. I want you to know, I knew I'd been saved. I knew he'd died for my sin. I knew he took them away from me. But I never knew what a deal it was until I started studying about this cup. It got important to me. A living Savior, a man that had no sin about him, that was willing to go through it for me. And the reason all this is so important, lost friend, you need to pay attention to me a little tonight. Because here in a little while, you're going to understand why you have to suffer so much. You're going to understand, if you're not willing to repent, if you're not willing to trust in the Lord, there's got to be some suffering for it. There's got to be a punishment for it. And you've got to understand that. And if you don't ever get a grip on that, honey, you'll never get saved. You've got to understand the price that was paid for you. The psalmist said over there, we love these scriptures. They read at funerals a lot of times. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, his name, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, They comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And I believe here's what his cup runneth over with. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to know Jesus took your cup. He took David's cup. And that's what he was able to say. He was able to say, mercy and goodness shall follow me all the days of my life. I want you to realize Jesus' cup was filled with our sins. It was filled with the world's sin. It was filled with your sins. But yet, he gave you his cup. And he let you drink of the cup of righteousness. And then you would be able to be full with grace, mercy, and love. I want you to know, he said that will follow you all the days of your life. You need to get a grasp on that tonight. If you've been saved by God's grace, what he has done for you.
He said, David went on in the 116th division of Psalms. He said, I'll take the cup of salvation. I'm thankful I got the cup of salvation. Amen. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. That's the cup we get. Now, lost friend, I've said all this, and a lot of you have done heard it before. And some of you may have done heard it before. But I want you to know there's been a cup prepared for you too. Jesus took your cup. He died for you. I believe he died for everybody. It's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Everyone. He died for everyone. You've got a choice in this matter. In the 11th chapter of the Psalms, the psalmist says this, and then I'm going to get over to where my thought originated from months ago, when I thought maybe someday I'd get to preach on this. We don't get to preach on what we want to. Last Sunday, I come here wanting to preach on something. But I couldn't, and I even thought, Lord, what I've got on my heart fits better. But I want you to know, if I've learned anything, I've learned that he knows more than Jeff Likens. I know there is a God, and I'm not him. I've learned that much, and I've learned to, when he says, this is what I need, that's what I give. And if I think something's better, I let it go, and maybe someday he'll be merciful and let our cup runneth over again and talk about it a little while. But we have got to follow God, whether you're a preacher or whoever you are. But the psalmist said this, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, and for the fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest, and this shall be the portion of their cup. Listen to me. Your portion of the cup is going to be fire and brimstone. Realize something tonight. He come and he died for you. He took your cup. He drunk your cup that you was able to drink his, and because you're not willing, and that's all it is. That's what it boils down to. If you're lost tonight, you're just not willing to bow and call upon him and trust in him. That's what it comes to. And the Bible says, all that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you say, well, I've tried. I want you to know, you ain't got to the place that you're willing to come his way. You're still trying to come your own way. I tried everything I knowed. And then when I got to the point I had nowhere else to go, I completely surrendered to him. And I want you to know, he saved my soul. I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to read this. And I'm going to try to preach this a little longer, and I'm going to be done.
in the Revelation letter, in the 14th chapter, in the 10th verse, it says, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And that means his wrath. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and the presence of the Lamb. He said he'd be poured out without mixture into the cup. And I thought about what my cup is full of. My cup, as I've done mention, I believe in all my heart, is full of love. That's how we know we've passed from death unto life, because we love the brother. I can read you by the word of God that through grace we're saved. Amen. So my cup is full of grace. My cup is full of mercy. I want you to realize that's the things that my cup is full of. But he said, this what has really got a hold of me on this. He said he would pour out without mixture. When I was a little boy, some of you may not ever know this. Most of you get the medicine they come in now, comes in the bottle, it's pink and red, and it tastes pretty good. But when I was a little boy, a lot of the things we had to take, my mom and daddy would mix it with something else to where we'd be able to swallow it. It would taste so bad. If you ever tasted castor oil, if you ever took any of that, I want you to realize it would make you sick. You would vomit. And my mama, she loved us enough to try to find something to mix in that we'd be able to swallow it, that we'd be able to take it. I want you to know, he said, you're coming. Will be without mixture. There will be no grace. There will be no mercy. There will be no love. There will be nothing but anger. There will be nothing but wrath in that cup. And you will suffer just as Jesus suffered when he took your cup. You've got to get that. If you can't get that, if you can't understand, you'll never be saved. You've got to know it ain't going to hell. Ain't the reward. It's the punishment. Listen to me. I believe in preaching hell. I believe it's hard. I'm trying to tell you tonight. It's going to be full of torment. It's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a fire that won't be quenched. The Bible says, if the arm offend you, cut it off. It's rather better into heaven into hell with maimed. I want you to listen to me. Kind of whatever it is, let it go. The Bible says over in Proverbs, Solomon said he'll laugh at your calamity. It's hard to hear, ain't it? A loving God, ain't it? It's hard to hear. But I want you to know Jesus. Jesus, he suffered and he drank your cup. And I want you to know, because of that, if you're not willing, your cup and portion is going to be fire and brimstone. Your cup and your portion is going to be poured and filled without mixture. The indignation and the wrath of God. And you need to understand that tonight. I'm thankful I'm saved. I preached a sermon one time about hell and how hot it is. I've heard preachers say that fiery furnace is the temperature. This earth has never seen nothing as hot as hell is. I can't remember how hot the sun is. I can't remember how you can't get within thousands, hundreds of thousands of miles with it, and you'll just burn and disappear. He's going to destroy it with a flame. He's going to destroy it. It's going to burn up, completely gone in a flame. We've never seen nothing as hot as hell's going to be. And that's going to be the portion of your cup. And you just keep sitting back night after night, thinking, I'll get through this. I'll make it through this. He fell down. Three times. And asked the Father. Three times. Father, remove this from me. If it had just been dying, I believe he'd been willing to die for me. But it was more than that.
Amen.
It was taking on the sin of the world.
Amen.
It was drinking your cup and yours and yours and yours. You know all them things you keep to yourself that's hid in your closet? That nobody else knows about. When he hung between the heavens and earth, they was crushing him. We talk about how his lungs got crushed, and they did. He would try to raise up and take the pressure off his lungs because he was drowning. When they come, they stuck the spear in his side, come forth blood and water. The same thing it takes to make the bride. I want you to know when God caused Adam to fall in deep sleep, he took a rib out of his side and he made him a bride. The same thing. It took the same thing. Listen to me. He suffered. But more than that, what crushed him was what Jeff Likens had done. It was on him. He was drinking it down. He was taking it from me. He was taking it for you. Then you just sit there and look ahead. And you're going to pray and beg for mercy when you stand in front of him. And the angels, the holy angels in the presence of the Lamb. And the Father's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. And you're going to drink of that cup of the wrath of God. Brother Barry and Brother TJ both talked about it a little last night. Abraham told Lazarus, says, do you remember in thy lifetime that I held the good things and Lazarus suffered? And how it's now it's turned around. I couldn't go through this life without God. I went through 14 years. Made a mess of things. I wished I'd got saved when I was 8, 9, 7 years old, 5. It would have suited me. By the time I got saved, I done messed up so much. I ain't got an education because of it. My mom and daddy was ashamed of me. Then I met God. And some old preacher stood and told me about what he'd done for me. Then one night I realized the whole story of it. I was going to deserve what I got. And I was going. I fell on my knees and begged you from the bottom of my heart. I can't tell you a word I said. I can't, you can, that's good. But I knew I needed him more than anything. And he gave me peace. He saved my soul. And he become my best friend. And because of that, my cup runneth over. I take the cup of salvation. I'll pay my vows. I've been trying for some time now. It's a whole lot better to cup to drink out of than one he drank out of. And the one, if you don't repent and put your trust in Jesus, the the one you're going to have to drink out of. So another revival can pass. We can all leave worried about you, concerned about you. And you can get, say, I got through another one. And you're just 1 minute, one breath closer to hell. You will stand in front of him, a righteous God, and there will be no mercy in that cup. It'll have no mixture in it. It'll be full of anger. It'll be full of wrath, and it'll be full of just judgment because his son drunk yours, and you're going to have to pay the price. So, I beg you over and over and over to seek the Lord. They talked about that rich man. He said, I've got five brethren, my father's house. He said, you send Lazarus that they may repent. He knew where he'd failed. He did not want nobody else coming there. Hell enlarges itself daily, but it ain't nobody there wants you but the devil. And he's winning you. He's winning you every time that you sit there. Every time you push it away. You're closer to drinking that cup, the portion of your cup, the portion, your part. I'm thankful I ain't got to drink the portion of my part. I'm thankful it's buried in the deepest sea as far as the east is from the west. That's my little message. I've waited. Yeah, it don't like seem like it means much in a while, but I've waited months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. I don't know how long to go just a little bit further. But what he drunk for me, that I won't have to drink of it.
Amen.
It means a lot to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for drinking my cup, my portion. Won't you seek the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Why would you just keep sitting there? Why sit we here till we die? Seek him while he can be found. As we stand and sing, y'all got a song.